You're listening to FWAT, episode 19 for August 15th, 2014. Don't adjust your MP3 player. I changed the theme song. Welcome to FWAT. I'm your host, Rob Steele, and just so we make sure everyone's on the same page, what does FWAT stand for? It stands for what? It's just a more politically correct way of saying what you want to say when you hear stories like this. There is a long and unfortunate history of calling suicide an act of cowardice. And Fox News anchor Shepard Smith added to it when reporting on the suicide of legend Robin Williams. Quote, "It's hard to imagine, isn't it? You could love three little things so much and watch them grow, and they're in their mid-20s, and they're inspiring you, and it's exciting to you, and they fill you up with the kind of joy you could never have known, and yet something inside you is so horrible, or you're such a coward, or whatever the reason it is, that you have to end it." Robin Williams, at 63, did that. Really? Shep, on behalf of Robin Williams' family, f*** you. And on a similar note, apparently a guy named Mr. Limbaugh, I don't use his first name, I'll get to that in a minute, had another one, similar quote. His was, "So our last caller wanted to know, what is the politics in the covering of the suicide of Robin Williams? If you notice, the coverage is focused on how much he had, but it wasn't enough. If you try not to attach philosophy but an attitude to a leftist worldview, it's one of pessimism, darkness, sadness. They're never happy, are they? They're always angry about something. No matter what they get, they're always angry. And the flip side of that? Those guys on the right? They're all ignorant d***s. Have you noticed that?" And actually, that's not true. Not all of them. It just seems to be the ones that, you know, have microphones and talk a lot. Or, actually, you know, work in the Senate or the House or whatever. Now, as for why I don't use his first name, Mr. Limbaugh, that is, it's because his first name has a completely different meaning for me. It's almost my philosophy, because Rush is a band. And I'd like to thank Ed Stenger for his story on this. That's where I got it from. And guess what his blog is? RushIsABand.com. Anyway, the story was, the proposal to name a new art theme park in the Toronto neighborhood of Willowdale received the green light by the North York Community Council. It will be named the Lee Lifeson Art Park after personal gods Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson of Rush. Now, Geddy recently spoke with the press and said he's impressed with the plans. He's humbled by the honor of having the park named after him. And what's most important is his mom is happy about it. Because everybody knows, if mama ain't happy, nobody is happy. President Barack Obama has said that the siege on ISIS was successful, but we're not quite done with Iraq yet. Short-forming this whole story, ISIS tried to take over Iraq, pinned down a lot of fairly innocent people. No one's completely innocent, but these people should qualify, just as much as you or I. So Obama sent air support, bombed the crap out of ISIS, good for him, and says that we will continue to support through the air, no troops on the ground, these people and getting them out. And hurting ISIS at the same time, which is exactly what Republicans want. Therefore, they'll start complaining any time now. And don't expect him to let up until he's been impeached. Because he did exactly what we wanted him to do. Therefore, he cannot hold the office anymore. You remember those d***s I talked about in the previous story? Strange news from the world of tech. Apparently, Google is having to go back to reinforce thousands of miles of undersea cable. Apparently, the fiber optic cable that Google has laid under the water in the ocean, because, you know, straight lines are good, has been coming under attack lately by sharks. The theory is that the cables emit a slight frequency that apparently makes the shark mistake the cable for lunch. Now, the cables are protected by Kevlar, which sounds like overkill, but then you realize that underwater cables, like fiber optics, send out an enormous amount of power. So if they didn't have Kevlar, we'd have a bunch of sharks being electrocuted, as well as probably a lot of people, since it would seep through and electrify the ocean, which might be considered a bad thing. So if you're on the West Coast, and I mean coast, and you're wondering why your internet's not working quite as well as you thought it should, blame the Sharknado. Time for a bit of Friday house cleaning. FWAT has been taking off, and I want to thank every one of you for listening to the show and telling your friends, because that's how these things keep going. And something you can tell them now is where you can find it. FWAT is now available on iTunes, Spreaker, TuneIn, Blueberry, CastRoller, Podomatic, and the Comedy Podcast Network. And don't forget to visit the website, FWATpodcast.com, for links to Twitter, Facebook, StumbleUpon, and actually my personal website, which is steel42.com. Feel free to stop by there too. Check out these two books I wrote a while back. Links to Amazon, something you can get. And you know what? There was a thing recently about authors who write books and charge more money for the e-version of the book than the actual, holy crap, I've got something that used to be a tree in my hand version of the book. You know what? I don't. As a matter of fact, my first book, Initiate, I think it's $12.99 right now. E-book version, $2.99. See? $10 off. What a sale. Knock yourself out and enjoy the book. Pardon my pronunciation, because I have a feeling I'm going to screw it up. Iranian Miriam Mirzakhani became the first female mathematician to be given the Fields Medal, which is often considered math's equivalent of the Nobel Prize. Honestly, there's no punchline here. I just thought it was really cool and wanted to pass it on. Now you know. In sports, Tim Tebow is back in the news. He's going to be one of the lead anchors for ESPN's new network, the SEC Network. Now, unlike the acronyms that I talked about a few shows ago, this SEC is not the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's the Southeastern Conference. And if you live anywhere near the Southeast, really, or follow any college sports, you know the SEC is big in, well, football anyway. What strikes me really odd about this story, though, is that Tim Tebow, just a few years ago, led a team that had no realistic chance of being in the postseason to not just a playoff victory, but a playoff victory over the heavily favored Pittsburgh Steelers. And then how was he rewarded? He lost his job, and, well, now he's an announcer. I guess he should be glad he has a job. You know, good for him. But, honestly, why is he not playing? Arizona State lineman Chip Serafin, oh hell, it's one of them, apparently came out as gay in a new magazine article. And I'm supposed to care why. I mean, good for him, yay, I suppose. But honestly, it's not even that I don't like football that much. It's not that I don't like Arizona State that much. It's mainly because I'm not sleeping with him, so it's none of my damn business. Now, I realize, you know, a lot of people like Arizona State, and a lot of people are gay. But I can pretty much guarantee you that a vast majority of the people who are listening to my voice right now are not sleeping with him. Therefore, it's none of our business. I mean, he's not the first guy to come out. He's not the first football player to come out. It's not news. Why was this written up as a multi-page article in a major magazine? Actually, why did I even bring this up? Mainly, I think, to point out that it's not news. We need to move on. That, and there's a fairly substantial lack of new stuff to talk about. So, I think it's time for a weekend. If you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms like Facebook or Twitter or whatever, which needs to be one, there needs to be a whatever social media site. Anyway, if you want to follow me on any of that stuff, just remember, I'm not sure it's a good idea because I don't know where I'm going. No, that's not it. Go to the website, FWATpodcast.com. Find all the links there to the social media stuff, to places to find the show. You'll even find a player that has the show itself right there on the website. You can even follow the hashtag FWAT from the website. How cool is that? So everybody, have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.